Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North America and also from South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy and also very grateful to be with everyone here today. Now, today, ACC News brings you another wonderful segment, and again, with a really very inspiring and very talented guest. We have with us psychic, spiritual medium, and also energy healer, Anne King. And she is the founder of Energy Interactions. And to anyone out there tuning in today that is really looking for answers in life, or even looking to communicate with loved ones that are no longer living for some type of closure or, again, answers. And please grab a seat, get very comfortable to the really divine knowledge and also the amazing talent that Anne King will be sharing with us today. It is now Thursday, the 27th of April. And I would like to remind everyone tuning in and also definitely the people that do live overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Anne, it will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. Please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a big part of social media, just about all of us are now these days, it is worldwide. We're also on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also a part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, Anne King, she really doesn't have a catchy theme song like the Ghostbusters. But she should. And all of you will understand what I mean once you've actually had the opportunity to hear her today. And people work hard to make a life that's comfortable and successful, and all too often they hit a wall and wonder, what has all of this been for? Anne King believes it could be fun to shake things up a bit. And Anne uses a lot of techniques to help people really get unstuck and wake up from being on automatic or let's say cruise control. There's no reason now to throw away the life that you've really worked hard for, but at the same time, there is more to life than just working and playing it safe. Now, Anne is a fourth generation psychic with intuitive gifts and the ability to speak people that are no longer living. She was taught to really keep her abilities to herself. So she herself took the practical approach in her life. You know, after getting a degree in business management, she went to work, paying off her college debt, focusing on her career. She bought a beautiful home. She fell in love, took some vacations, and even certain advancements in her career. And even though she was doing everything that she was supposed to, that really defined success and happiness, she really kept feeling as if something was missing in her life. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you psychic reader, energy healer, and also spiritual medium, founder of Energy Interactions. How are you doing today, Ann?
Hi, Matthew. I'm doing really good.
Well, we're very happy to have you. You have so many people waiting to speak to you on cue. If you could very quickly share with the audience, Ann, who exactly is Ann King?
I am a fourth generation psychic. I'm also a person who has lived a very practical life to achieve the things that most people want to achieve in life. And I have worked hard to develop my skills so that I can help other people.
And everybody that is tuning in that are our regular listeners are aware that everybody that is on our show really has an amazing story. Can you very quickly share with the audience your personal journey that led you to where you are here today?
Sure. I grew up in New England. Neither of my parents had a high school degree, and I was taught to really keep my gifts to myself. They weren't something that were thought of as something that would make you popular or help get you ahead in life. They were more apt to have you get ridiculed. And so I always worked on developing those on the side. It was a very private thing, and I worked hard to gain a lot of skills to support myself. I wasn't sure I'd ever be able to go to college. But being intuitive gives you a lot of confidence about what will be okay. And sometimes it helps you to be able to take some risks that maybe other people wouldn't. And when my friends came home from college and talked about their experience, I knew that was something I had to do. And I quit my job and I hitched a ride back to Johnson State College in Vermont. And I had them drop me off at the door of the president of the college. And I introduced myself and told him I wanted to go to college and asked if he could help me. and I went to college. And so I've made bold moves like that through my life, but I got a business degree. I've worked in business, and I've also worked with my own spirit guides who have been my teachers to develop my skills through my whole life. At this point, I bring it all together to help people in their life to both have a sense of humor and also accomplish what they want to.
And I'm very happy that you are really on our show today and giving many people the opportunity to really see your skills firsthand. And we have, again, so many people on queue waiting to speak to you, so we are going to get to some callers right now. When I do bring you on air, again, please give your name and let us know where you are calling from, and we will take our first caller right now. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you? And where are you calling from, Wendy?
An honor to meet both of you. I'm calling from Sacramento, California.
Okay. And do you have a question for Ann? You could take over from here, Ann.
Thank you. Good morning, Wendy.
Hi. So wonderful to meet you.
And great to meet you. Tell me what your question is today.
Thank you. I got a job through a temp agency for HealthNet, and it was data entry. My background is really about 20 years call center and medical insurance and some banking. The temp agency pulled me off the job. They said I wasn't producing quickly enough, but then they offered me another job starting maybe sometime next week in grievances and appeals. I don't know if that'll materialize, but another recruiter from a totally different agency called me yesterday His name is Ryan. And he wanted to submit me for a job, same company but different location, and it's authorizations and eligibility, which is more my background. And on the other side of the coin, I recently passed the testing for City of Sacramento 311 operator. Do you see me getting employment with longevity? And next time I get my job, I want to be able to keep it for several years.
Sure. So first of all, congratulations on having choices. That's an amazing thing to accomplish on its own. You have very good skills. I see that your performance is better as you get more comfortable. Having friends around you and a comfortable environment tends to improve your performance. And that is sometimes a little counter than other people. A lot of people do their really best work when they're under pressure in the beginning, and then things taper off. And you're a little bit the opposite, that you do good work, but you really do fantastic work once you've got your feet under you in a new environment. It might be. And so I say go for what Ryan is providing you, but do not stop going for that 311 city operator. Once you land that position, and you will, that will be a place that you will stay for years, and you'll have opportunities to move inside the city from that position.
Oh, wonderful. So are you saying go ahead and move forward with the opportunity that Brian called me about yesterday, but still focus on the city as well?
Absolutely.
And would either job give me longevity?
The 311 job is going to give you longevity. The position that Ryan is offering you will give you maybe 6 months to 18 months before they want to change what you're doing, and you may not like what they want you to do as well. But don't drop the pursuant of that 311 operator job.
Okay, how quickly will I be working for the 311 job in Sacramento?
I beg your pardon?
How quickly will I be starting work with the city for the 311 job?
I don't think that is actually determined yet. There's a couple of people who have applied for promotions within the city. I can see that it's a place where once people work there and they get to know all about the city in order to answer 311, they move into other positions. And so it looks like between August and October.
Okay. So that compels me to get some kind of work right now. What about the job through the temp agency that I'm with right now? It begins with a K, that offered me a job in the same company across the street in grievances and appeal. Is that going to be something that would materialize, or are they going to change their mind?
I actually just don't see that it's as good a fit for you.
So that won't materialize?
I'm following your energy to the options. And it doesn't look to me like they really like you for the position. It looks like they will offer it to you if there's not somebody that they like stronger. But that's never the best way to go into a job.
No. And I don't like the way I was treated at that building at all. I was treated very unfairly, I feel. And but how soon? So it sounds like the job through Ryan, but the same company on Creekside Road will pan out for me, and I'll have at least 6 months to 18 months longevity until the city manifests?
You'll end up having to resign from that position to take the job with the city, and that will be the right thing to do to meet your long-term job objective.
Okay. How quickly will I work through Ryan on this Creekside HealthNet position?
Looks to me like he's moving pretty quickly. Within 2 weeks, I think he's going to schedule you for interviews even by the middle of next week.
You know what? You are amazing because you're picking up a lot that I didn't even tell you, and God bless you.
Well, thank you.
And if you can also please share your contact information, and this way she'd be able to reach out to you later on if she does have any further questions.
Absolutely. My website is energyinteractions.com, and it has my phone number, and I also have live chat. When I'm not in sessions with clients, I'm frequently online to answer questions, and I hope I wish you all the luck in the world, Wendy, and I hope that we run into each other again in the future.
Thank you again, Wendy.
You're just a blessing. May God bless you.
Thank you. All right, we will go to the next caller. And what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Michelle calling from Alberta, Canada. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello, Michelle. Go ahead.
Michelle.
Do you have a question for Ann?
I do. Thank you. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Michelle.
My question is, hi. So I'm just curious what's coming for career. My present contract is done the end of September, which I love where I am right now. So I'm just kind of curious what's coming. Please and thank you.
And just so that I can follow your energy, Michelle, can you either tell me a little bit about what you do or just something so that I can watch what happens to your energy when you talk about it?
Yeah, no problem. So I'm a scheduler, a self-employed scheduler in the oil and gas industry and a contractor.
Okay. So first of all, I think that you may have your contract extended.
Okay, awesome.
It looks like that's a very good option. I also see that your scheduling skills transfer really nicely to large construction projects.
Okay.
And that at a later time in your career, looks like about 3 years down the road, you'll have the opportunity, if you want to move out of oil and gas, to move into construction.
Okay. Yeah, that's
But I
possible.
Think this contract is going to be extended for you.
Okay, good to know. And do you think that'll
be like
extended?
Is there anything else I can answer for you today?
I guess I'm also curious what's coming for love. I've been single just over 3 years now, so obviously not desperate.
So you live in an interesting part of the country for choices because
yeah.
a lot of the men that you're interacting with are not what your goals are for your next romance. Is that correct?
It depends, right? It's definitely, I'm very picky, right? Because I know what I want, know what I don't want. So
take a singles cruise and get out of your hood. Spread your wings a little bit. You will have options. I see that you're attractive. Men like to relate to you. They like that you're smart, but that you've had some experiences that are making you on the picky side, and so you want to take your time, and you don't want to jump into things. So I say enjoy dating and really get out of your normal patterns to meet different people.
Okay.
All right. And again, I thank you very much for calling in today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
And we'll go on to our next caller at 201. Okay, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Maria from New Jersey.
Hello, Maria. Do you have a question for Ann?
I do. I also have a question regarding work. I'm working on a temporary assignment. I'm wondering if they're going to hire me down the road as a permanent employee And I also want to know about my love life because I'm single too.
So, Marie, good morning.
Good morning.
It's afternoon.
Yes, it is.
What part of New Jersey are you in?
I'm in Hudson County.
It's some of my favorite people come from New Jersey. It's a place of people who have strong opinions and lasting relationships. So tell me, are you working in a law office or a place where professionals really rely on you?
Yes.
Okay. I see that they like your work, but is there somebody that is returning to work? Are you filling in for someone who's planning to come back?
No.
It doesn't really look like your work world gets interrupted for several months. They don't like the extra fees they have to pay through the temp agency. So I think they're going to offer you full-time employment just because they don't like paying that money. But they've also been burned in the past, and they really want to make sure that you're a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't made up their mind yet. Looks like you have another 4 to 6 weeks before they have a meeting to discuss whether everyone agrees that you're a good match, but it's looking very good.
Great. No, yeah. They tell me all the time. My boss tells me all the time that I'm doing a great job and she's happy and she's going to look into getting me into permanent. She's trying. So, you know, I was just wondering if you could confirm that. So I'm glad it looks good. I'm working very hard.
Yeah, it looks like they like you a lot.
Okay.
So what about this love life thing? So
there is none. There is no love life.
Looks like there's been a little bit of a dry spell there. So
yeah.
Do you really, you feel like you're really ready for a new partner or just to get out and start dating?
I think I'm ready. I've been single for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. So how much of the time do you go out now?
I stopped for a while because it was winter and cold, and now that spring is here, I'm going to start going out again.
Okay, I would like to recommend that you sort of switch up the methods that you use to meet people and to go out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time for you to focus on the places where you have interests so that you're running into people who share the same interests that you do.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if that's taking a cooking class or volunteering at the botanical gardens, but I see that the real way that you meet your next sweetheart is through somebody who knows you both. And
mm-hmm.
so I think it's good for you to do activities that you enjoy, that where you can meet other people who have things in common with you so that
mm-hmm.
they can get to know you and introduce you to other people.
Okay.
Right. And again, thank you very much for calling in today.
Thank you so
and
much.
And I hope, Marie, you'll reach out at energyinteractions.com and catch me on live chat and let me know how it's going.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye.
All right. We will go to the next caller. And that is 720. Hello, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Laura. I'm calling from Colorado.
Okay,
hi,
Laura.
Laura.
Do you have a question for him?
Hi. Yes, so my husband's getting a promotion, and it could either lead us to stay here or go to another state. And there's a couple of states around, and I'm just wondering which one it would be.
Mm. Okay, can you tell me what the states are?
Yes, North Carolina, Atlanta, Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, San Diego, Seattle,
wow.
Denver.
Wow. All of those?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So, does he get to pick it all, or does he just have to wait until they tell him a move?
He put in his wish list, but that doesn't mean he's going to get it by any means.
Right. Okay. Seattle's not really the best place for you right now. That came through really kind of fast. Atlanta's not bad. North Carolina is good for this job, but not good for the longevity of the career. Gets a little trapped, actually. Although I see that they're going to move him again in like 3 years. I didn't see that, so I started looking into North Carolina more closely. So this company is going to move in more than once.
Okay.
And so North Carolina has blinky lights. That's just coming through the strongest.
Okay. That would be awesome.
Yeah, and if he has to choose, and if he has to choose between North Carolina and Seattle, I would advise against Seattle. It just doesn't look like it's as happy a place
yeah.
for you all.
Yeah, I don't want to move there.
Okay. Well, that would make it not as happy a place then.
Well, yeah, Denver was his first choice, but then North Carolina was his second choice.
Yeah.
We're just waiting to hear.
If he can move to Denver after North Carolina, that will be a good move. But North Carolina is the one that's getting blinky lights when I think about it. So that's looking pretty strong.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, again, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm just wondering about the money flow and the moving of the house and how you see all that going.
Well, it looks like the company has a very organized plan for that, and they have assistance and help, and how much assistance and help you take, of course, has to do with how it impacts you financially, because they have caps, but it looks like
they
have a lot of help with that.
Yeah, they buy our house, they move us, all of that. I'm just
yeah,
wondering about the money and then the timeline, basically.
You get to make some decisions. Your husband will have to go, and he won't have as much flexibility. But if you want to wait till the school year ends, they will allow that.
Okay. So we should be finding out any day now.
I see by the end of next week. Maybe the following Wednesday. You're not going to know by the end of this week. It'll be by the end of next week.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And again, I thank you very much for calling in today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. It was fun to meet you. Good luck.
God bless. And how can we get a hold of you again?
Go to www.energyinteractions.com. And all the information for how to reach me, schedule with me is there, and you can also reach me on live chat when I'm not in live sessions with my clients.
Okay, so energyinteractions.com.
Yes, and thank you for asking.
Okay. Gosh, God bless, God bless. Thank you.
Well, thank you. All right, and we will take our next caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Kathy from Maryland.
Okay, Kathy, do you have a question for Ann?
I do. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Marilyn. Kathy.
Kathy, yeah, from Maryland. I would like to know when you see me retiring.
Kathy, do you have a daughter who lives near you?
Stepdaughter.
And have you been helping her out recently?
Yeah, a little bit. We gave her a vehicle, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so when I look at that, I can just see that you're a person who likes to make sure that everybody else is really okay before you decide to really relax and stop the normal course of your career, right? It's like the thing that seems to stand between you and retirement is not whether or not you can live on less and whether you can adjust your life to relaxing more, because who can't really, right? Let's put our feet up and read more books. But whether or not you'll have all the resources you need for the other people who you love if they should need anything.
Actually, no, I don't know. It's going to stop when I retire. I mean, my husband helps her out, so it's going to have to stop.
Okay, so as long as you have that addressed and you have a plan for how you're going to deal with that, then it looks to me like you're really ready to retire by next spring. Your attitude is that you're ready to retire right now, but I see
right.
that there's a few more things you'd like to pay off, a little nest egg, some conversations. You're not quite there, but it looks like by next spring, you'll be retiring so you can enjoy your summer.
Now, there's a lot of changes going on at work. What do you think will happen with my job?
So I'm not seeing as much about this job as I'm seeing that once you decide to retire, you have about 3 years where you're really happy, and then you decide that you want to do something else part-time. For a little while, but it's for fun. Can you tell me just what the industry is that you're in?
It's banking, but I'm in information technology.
Yep, that's all I needed to know. I just like to see what happens to your energy field when you talk about it, so I can see the connection between you and your job. So you're a little feisty at work these days.
Yeah, because people have been walking all over me and I'm not going to put up with it anymore.
Right. So when you're asking me what's going to happen to your job, you're sort of the person who's in charge of that right now. There's some stuff that you're sick of. You're tired of that and you're being a little feisty. So if it's really important to you to keep your job, you know how to do that. And if you're just not willing to put up with it anymore, then that may negatively impact your job. But I see that this is completely your choice.
Well, I'm talking about the work I think is going to change.
Oh, well, some responsibilities may change, but your position seems secure as long as you do what you need to secure it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's
yeah.
A lot of changes going on here. So.
Well, we wish
okay.
you a lot of luck. Thank you again for calling out. That was amazing, actually. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you, Kathy.
All right, and we'll take our next caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Dee Dee. I'm calling from California.
Do you have a question for Ann? Hello?
Yes. Hello?
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 And did you say your name was Dee Dee?
Yes, it is Dee Dee.
Nice to
I'm
meet
looking.
You.
Thank you. I'm kind of stuck. I'm thinking of maybe changing careers. I have an at home business. Kind of just now becoming an empty nester. have a grandson that's going to be born in August, and my daughter is with somebody that's kind of not sure if he's real committed to the relationship. So I'm kind of in a, I kind of want to get another job, a different type of career, but I'm feeling kind of pulled from all different directions. Wondering what you see for me.
What I see, Dee Dee, is that if you keep going down this path, you're going to be disappointed in yourself a couple of years from now. Right now, you are creating your path according to what's required and who needs you. But it's been a while since you've gone on the inside and really reflected on who you want to be and what you want for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you accomplished all of the goals that you set out to accomplish. You achieved what you wanted to. By that standard, you're very successful, but you have not set a new 10-year goal for yourself.
Yeah.
And without really having that goal of who you want to be in the future, it's very hard for you to look at these different circumstances and know what is the appropriate limit and how much you want to contribute to these different situations, or even which work will help you to get closer to being who you want to be 10 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
And so this may seem a little off topic from what you're asking me, but I see that you are pulled in many different directions by trying to be, how do I want to say this? A lot of times people have a hard time focusing on the here and now. You're not having any trouble focusing on what's going on in your immediate surroundings and what people need from you, but it's very hard for you to see what you might want to do for work because you don't know where you're going right now. Would you say
mm-hmm.
that's accurate?
Oh, yes, very accurate.
Yeah. So if I were you, I would take the next 30 to 60 days to do some reflection, maybe even take a three-day trip somewhere and make yourself a collage or some kind of a dream board about what life you want 10 years from now so that you have your own goals. It's also not healthy for your family to keep taking from you without also contributing to your goals and to think that they're the only ones with goals. That's not helping them to mature mm-hmm. and become better people. They need to be supporting you as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't gotten much support from my immediate family at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of why I'm like in a pause mode right now, like you just said, kind of reflecting on what it is that I want to do. So that's exactly where I'm at. So, but then again, I'm thinking I should be making money and all this other stuff. So that's kind of the dilemma I've created for myself right now.
Well, you have good skills. I can see that. And
mm-hmm.
yes, you're going to need to make money. It will be much easier
mm-hmm.
for you to figure out where you want to make money when you know where you're trying to get to.
Right. Right. Very true. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, that was amazing.
Thank you.
And again, thank you very much for calling in today.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you very much.
I hope
much,
you'll
and
visit
we
me
will...
online.
I will. Thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate your help.
Please visit energyinteractions.com. And again, we'll take a caller that's been waiting on queue for a while now. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mike. I'm in California.
Hi, Mike. Do you have a question for Ann?
I do. Ann, a friend of mine, they moved to Bahrain, and they have a vehicle in Arizona, and I'm in California, obviously. And they're looking to sell it, and it's a great car or SUV and everything like that. Do I need to take the debt on for this vehicle? Is that the right move at this time?
So you want to buy the vehicle?
Yes, I want to buy the vehicle. It's underpriced for what it says online that the Blue Book value is. I mean,
yeah.
I would have to get a loan.
I don't see that it's a problem for you to get a loan, and the fact that it's undervalued, go for as low. So is there something that will prevent you from getting a really good interest rate?
Yes. I have a tax
yeah.
lien from a previous business, so it would be at a higher, obviously, a higher interest rate than, you know, market value.
Uh-huh. That's the only drawback, but I don't see that you – but you have a car now that's running fine. Is that correct?
Yes. That's a Michigan car. So it's really old. It runs great, SUV. But, you know, again, it's starting to show its age in regards to a little rust and so forth. So it would be an upgrade.
Yeah. So I'm a little torn. I'm a little torn between the additional stress it's going to put on you to make the payment with the higher interest. And I see that you would have to make payments for a couple of years. It's not like it's just a couple of months. But you've been shopping for a car for a while. This is certainly a good price for the car. It's, what, another 3 years before your credit rating will be good enough to not pay those higher interest rates, and your car is not going to make it a full another 3 years and operate well. So it looks like you're in a position where you really need to make this decision.
Okay. Yeah, because there is we are launching like a business and everything like that here in the next month or so. So again, you know, over the next 6 to 8 months, I mean, we really see some more income coming in. So, I mean, it's just, you know, I'm just got the opportunity presented itself, and I'm kind of in the same, I just kind of wanted to kind of get an independent, intuitive approach to it. Because again, everything that you've said, it really makes absolute sense. So I was kind of in the same ballpark of kind of what your thinking was, and just kind of wanted to kind of see what maybe you picked up intuitively.
Yeah. So it just took me a minute to see all the components of the decision so that I could understand why now, but I understand it will add a little more stress for you for a couple of months while you're building this business that you have this additional loan, but you have high enthusiasm and you're resilient. It looks like you'll be fine with that.
Okay. And that's what I was kind of thinking, so I just kind of wanted to check it out. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much for calling in. And we have so many people, again, waiting on queue. We really won't be able to get to everyone. I apologize. I will try to get to one more caller over here and see who has been waiting. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Tim, and I'm calling from New York.
Okay, do you have a question for Ann?
Yes, I most certainly do. And I just have one question in regards
good morning.
To
good afternoon.
Good morning. In regards to me trying to change careers per se, or maybe careers or job, do you see anything? I by myself have been getting nowhere, so I've been trying to meditate try to get the messages from my guides. So far, nothing, but I'm trying to stay consistent. Do you see anything changing in the next couple of months, either on the spiritual side or just job-wise or anything?
Yeah, so I can see that one of the things that is blocking you and is in your way just a little bit, when people are looking for guidance, they open their crown and they bring energy in from the top and they bring it down. But things have changed on the earth recently. The vibrations are making us top heavy when we open at the top, and it's not getting us where we want to go. So I'd like to recommend that when you are doing your work, you're bringing the energy up from the earth into your root chakra, all the way up into your heart chakra, and grabbing that fire from the pit of your belly on the way up. And then when you're bringing the energy down through the crown chakra, you're also bringing it into the heart chakra. And then drive from the heart chakra by bringing the energies from both directions. I think you're going to see a big difference in that, helping you have a stronger intuition about where it is you want to go and to feel more in touch. I can just see that you're feeling a little bit like you're not getting as much feedback as you're used to when you do your meditation or your work. There's somebody who lives in another city who is enticing you to move for work. Is that correct?
Not as of yet.
Okay. All right. Well, you have friends. I can see that you have friends in multiple locations and that you've been communicating with a number of them about the fact that you're open to a change. Is that correct?
That's about to start. One or two friends, just to see if there's anything out there.
Okay. So keep that up. Because networking, getting in touch with your network, letting them know that you're open to a shift, even if that means relocation, as long as it's right for you, is going to get you some interest. But really, this driving from your heart is going to shift everything up.
From my heart. Okay, from the bottom, from the earth up. Because I've been doing some, like, the visualization from the like the sky down into my head and downward. Okay, got it.
It's really bringing that energy up to the root chakra to balance what's coming down to the head that will help you get more centered into where you're trying to go.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
And thank you very much for calling in. And we actually are a little bit over time. If it's okay with you, Ann, we could take one last caller.
If that's all right with you, I'm good. Yeah.
Okay. And what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Alyssa, and I'm from Idaho.
Hello, Alyssa. Do you have a question for Ann?
I do. Thank you. How are you today, Ann?
I'm great, Alyssa. I'm glad we got a chance to talk.
Me too. I definitely appreciate it. I kind of have a weird question for you. I have a lot of nightmares because I have PTSD, and I'm curious if you feel like if there's anything spiritually going on or if it's just kind of physical, like reliving my past, and if there's anything I can do to stop them.
So first of all, I'm sorry about the nightmares. That makes things tough. When things become more uncertain in the world, it increases our anxiety that everything will be okay, and our ego gets nervous that bad things will happen to us, especially if bad things have happened to us in the past. And so the ego likes us to have more control, and there's just a lot of processing of that anxiety at the subconscious level, and that causes a lot of nightmares. The one thing I can recommend to you is some soothing exercises for your inner self, where you do a little journaling before bed in which you truly focus on just the concrete things that make you safe, that you're in a safe place, that you've done a good job of taking care of yourself, that you can rely on if anything unexpected happens. But just go through the checklist in your mind of the things that are in your life that help make you feel supported and safe, and even write them down. And I think that will help relieve your nightmares.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome. Please visit me at energyinteractions.com and let me know how that went. I have some other suggestions I can give you if you don't get the result that you need from that.
Okay, sounds great.
Yeah.
All right, and thank you again for calling in. And we are way over time, and again, everybody's waving for me from outside of the booth. So, again, and I want to thank you very much for joining us. And to everybody that we did not get a chance to speak to, again, please visit Anne at energyinteractions.com. And also, please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. Perhaps we may have Anne back with us again in the future. And again, to everybody waiting on cue, there are so many of you. I do apologize that we weren't able to get to you. And Anne, I thank you again very much for joining us today. Do you have any parting words for the audience today?
I should have something brilliant to say, but really be true to yourself and get in touch with me so that I can get to know you better.
Yes, and again, I thank you very much for really coming on air and sharing your amazing talents with the world. And to everyone out there, you have a wonderful day, and I look forward to having you back with us again in our next segment. Thank you again, Anne.
Thank you.
Bye.